My name is Nancy Young, and I live on Barnwood Drive, and I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to speak. I wish we had had this opportunity before this event had happened. I wish we had been notified that this was even in the thought process. Unfortunately, you know, most of us live our lives assuming our elected officials are looking out for our best interest. And I understand the thought process that went into thinking that possibly the chemical mowing was in our best interest, that Bermuda grass makes it easier because it grows low. I get the thought process. It was just short-sighted and not long-term. And I appreciate that you're thinking along those lines, but I think that we really need to investigate before doing something over 375 miles of Brazos County roads. We need to think about the long-term implications and problems that are going to arise when we do something that vast. I know when we spoke, one neighbor had spoken to Roadside, and they said, well, you know, they were supposed to get with us back with us on any platted rural subdivisions, which is what we've been for over 25 years, so that those areas wouldn't be affected. Obviously, that didn't happen. There was a loophole that didn't go through. But whether that was right or wrong, or whether that is really immaterial, the challenge that we face now is the erosion, the lack of these beautiful wildflowers that have defined us in our areas that we live, that have just been the joy. Spring has always been a joyful season. And after years of drought, it's just darn right hard to even drive home facing the desecration that we're seeing. I'd like to share with you some pictures that a neighbor had taken. These are before and after. And there's a couple packets, so you can move them right along. But it kind of shows you a couple years ago what we were looking at and today what we see. For me, it's nothing but sadness. But even broader than that is my concern that we've gone ahead and set us up for real issues here, for our wildlife to have real issues. You know, as people have taken over more and more of the land side, where do our butterflies, our bees, our insects have to go anymore but these roadside areas? And when we're calling wildflowers weeds and saying, well, they don't have a place in our lives, then we're also telling the monarch butterflies and many other kinds of insects that they don't have a place in our lives either. And yet, these are the building blocks for everything that comes up higher on the food chain. And we can't eradicate 375 miles of anything and think that it has somewhere else to go. It doesn't. These are the roadways. I know I have one little area on our property that we refer to as the meadow. It's one of the rare places sunlight sees, so we do have a few wildflowers there. My daughter looked at me the other day because my kids have always come in picking wildflowers, bringing me bouquets. It's about the only flowers I ever get. My husband won't go out and pay real money for real flowers, so he goes, the kids have always brought me the wildflowers. That's just him. He's not going to spend money on something we have in abundance out on our roads. So the kids go pick them and bring them to me. Well, the other day my daughter went out. She said, Mom, they're starting up. They're beautiful in our meadow area. And she said, but I'm not going to pick them. I want them to be able to go to seed. Maybe we'll get some of them back. This matters. You know, we cannot look to that and go, this doesn't matter. This matters greatly. This is the beauty that we see when we're going up and down Brazos County. And we just can't just annihilate it and say, well, this is progress. I'm sure there are areas, spot treatment may be appropriate for right-of-ways, for views, as far as traffic concerns, those kinds of things. I'm sure that those exist, but they don't exist across 375 miles worth. And I just really ask that we stop, take a breath, look at this program and go, we really messed up. Now how do we fix it? I did go to a co-op extension over at they had an extension man talking, ag extension, about these things. When I told him that the contract called for Roundup and Oust to be used, which, by the way, on their website says, do not use in drainage ditches, do not use in water runoff, do not use in these instances. And you can see from the pictures that this was used across our whole drainage area. And their specific website says, don't use it this way. I assume that's the product that got used. And if that's the case, without knowing the concentration that was used on our land, on our alkaline soils, but he looked at me and said that don't bother to even try this year, that it will continue to kill anything we put out. That's huge. That's huge. So after all the drought and the beautiful rains that we've had, we're stuck with another year of looking like we're in drought. And it's sad. Thank you for your time.